This is Dr. Trivedi. I've been asking for last year for patient Jonathan Jimenez. Date of birth is 12/10/1997. You can pursue a strip bone disease, epigastric pain, diarrhea, weight loss. Suggestion can make an ischemia by Cesar, Dr. Garcia. Blood pressure for some cardiogram, patient basket, clansky, basket, control and procedure, clansky, after practice inside of patient blood option, achieved as or carry pass a parent's oxygen, should pass the bone, same examined portion of duodenum, Gaussian round, dark picture basket, small terminal series, enterparagonal patients, and my gastro basket, and the pilot patient, size of a version of a cardiogram, test three by genus, nomism, patient, patient, trial, I gave a jet to apply retro, cease, cooperative, retro, see my design, call, term in an intubated patient has severe erosive ulcerated terminal ileum with terminal ileitis consistent with the Crohn's disease. Multi-biopsy, we're taking a slug diagnosis. A score coming out, the colon appear remarkable noise and colitis and proctitis. For antibiotics, we're taking from cecum, right colon, transcolon, descending sigma colon, rectum. They all send separate jar. Spectral pressure, intrahumoral, nucleus, sexual pressure, no complication. Gross massage, number 0. Number 2, multiple motor gastritis. Number 3, gross exemption. Biopsy, we're taking a serious period. Number 4, colonoscope to cecum and terminal. Number 5, failed to decompare. Number 6, severe ulcerated terminal ileal ulcers with severe inflammatory changes. Deeply cratered white ulcers in the terminal ileum was most likely consist consuming the Crohn's disease, multibiopsy was like a diagnosis. Number 6, patient had gross normal colon and the rectum. Antibiotics were taken with maxillary inflammation and they were sent separate jar. Number 7, hemorrhage family accumulation. Away from the stomach biopsy, people have had a good part to hurt. Away from the colon, smaller biopsy was to explore. Number 3, away from the biopsy, the colon and the rectum. Number 4, away from the biopsy, terminal ileum ulcerated mucosal changes from the terminal ileum, considering the Crohn's disease. Away from the biopsy of that. Recommendation, and then I'm going to start the patient on. Prednisone with 20 milligram with 7 days. 20 milligram for 7 days, and 15 milligram for 7 days, 10 milligram for 7 days, and 5 milligram for 7 days. And recommend the patient to have QuantiFERON test and hepatitis B test. In preparing the patient to be given on biological agents like Humira. Also recommend the patient have a CT enterogram and a sedrate and a fecal calprotectin as establishing a baseline worker for Crohn's disease. Also recommend the patient have a Prometheus blood test. if the patient QuantiFERON test and hepatitis B test comes out hepatitis B surface antigen comes out negative, then patient will be started on Humira, one of the biological agents for the treatment of the Crohn's disease. So I recommend patient to be on high blended, low residue diet, high fiber, low residue blended, high fiber, low residue blended fiber diet like fruit smoothies, Manamuso, papayas, mangoes, guava, etc. Egg white, chicken, fish recommended. Avoid advice patient try to avoid any rough, crunchier fiber. Avoid peas, nuts, corn, popcorn, etc. Patient seems under some patient with need a repeat colonoscopy with the biopsy of the term ileum in 6 months. To see how the, especially when the patient started on the biological agent, to see the healing of the terminal ileum. In addition, please send the copy to the patient primary care provider and copy to Dr. Padam Sadi. The procedure is July 24th to 23rd. The patient's option.